Hi, Detroit.
Hi.
Hi, Detroit.
Hey! Hey!
What up, though?
What up, though?
I said something wrong.
Please give it up for this little coffee house.
Yeah.
And to Blair for hosting this particular event. Imagined it would be like this when I grew up. Never thought all my pieces, dog-eared hope, wind-torn faith, would be strewn across the floor like an ocean of bits. But when I was 5 years old, I began to disassemble random electronics and timepieces around the house, like the 15-year-old AM/FM radio we'd leave on all day to watchdog over the empty kitchen with its pops and static, and conversation. My mom had to start finding things that didn't work to prevent me from taking apart the things that did. I never broke anything. I just wanted to see how life could be created in things that were never alive. Like how the clock could come to life and talk to me about how much closer I was to death. I needed to know. And I always ended up with extra pieces when I'd managed to fit the life back together. Maybe I was more efficient than God. Or maybe I just didn't understand how some of the mechanisms that move a soul should fit. At 7, I dreamt of being Jacques Cousteau, inventor of the aqualung at the bottom of the ocean. It will protect what they love. I wanted to put us back together. All of you who love the sea, Ed was protector. I wanted to help protect it. Cousteau in the Amazon, Cousteau in the Mediterranean, Cousteau in the Arctic, like a Where's Waldo of the deep blue, a migratory underwater bird, his voice calm like the mammoth Antarctic icebergs lurking beneath the surface, but his eyes dance like sparklers ignited by the sun. At 7, I wanted to be the first black Jacques Cousteau, but with a New York accent. At 7, I wanted to be under the sea. Not a Disney-fied crab with a watered-down Jamaican accent robbing all his ethnicity. I wanted to be black and be me. Can I be black and be me? Can I be whole and be me in the ocean, at the bottom of the ocean? Or will the undertow pull me away from me? Can I breathe underwater and be black? Or will my lungs collapse from the pressure at the bottom in the blackness? I never imagined I would be this broken when I grew up. Most days spent on dry land, alarm clock, unwindable mechanism, stuck on dysfunction. But 5-year-old me was in training to become a mechanical healer and sent me back down here. The truth is, I never broke anything except myself. And 7-year-old me saw that the physics of the world beneath were pressure and heat could put my pieces back together, recreate me underwater, volcano erupt, a magma me. I want to be up from the bottom of the sea, a black rising bubble from the bottom of the sea. I want to be Aquaman, but black, whole and black. There is a mechanical ocean inside of me. Watch the waves chop off the broken parts of me, more efficient than God. I am not lost in the undercurrent, not a deadweight bobbing on the waves, not tossed in a bottle to save a castaway. I am the undercurrent. When I grow up, I want to be the center of the ocean, a part of everything. I want to be black and rise and bubble and sink and swim and anchor and calm and breathe.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
In the room know who Bobby McFerrin is.
Yay!
Trained vocalist and conductor Bobby McFerrin hit mainstream success in 1988 with his pop hit Don't Worry, Be Happy. It was used as George H.W. Bush's official presidential campaign song without Bobby's permission. He has not performed the song since. Bobby McFerrin is the long-lost father of hip-hop. Bobby is standing on stage pretending to play the French horn. No, Bobby is on stage and he is the French horn. Bobby is the pentatonic scale, climbing music chords home. Bobby is home in his throat. Bobby has a concerto amidst the tendons and arteries in his throat and a kettle drum in his chest. Bobby beats his chest while channeling hip-hop's origin story. Bobby beats his chest to puff out the smoke signals. There is a bonfire in Bobby's chest cavity. The bonfire plays a prelude to Gangsta's Paradise and Mama Said Knock You Out. The clarinets and cello's cavities are smoldering and popping open like forest fire ceilings, spines expanding and bending, releasing strings and keys like bridges collapsing. The brass is smelting down, a Dolly replica going liquid, a cacophonic soup of musical creatures and exiles. There is not a whimper, but a dissolve in the silence, a muted death in Bobby's chest. Bobby is an elephant child's trumpet growing, lining up through vocal cord. Bobby is vocal backspin, a foundation of pop and lock, a classical uprock and pose for posterity and his voice. He is a James Brown hook, looped and sampled come to life. He has not hit his crescendo yet. The bridge is not over. Walls of his chest cavity are Bismarck's blank stare. Moni Love's accent swallowed by the staccato Brooklyn drawl. Bobby is a washtub bassline throbbing before the hi-hat drops. He is Jim Crow in the last row of the orchestra pit. Bobby is the breakbeat's long-lost cousin, beatboxing being sounded out in slow motion, finding every vowel's home signal in between the lips. Bobby McFerrin is the five of fire A Tribe Called Quest tells stories around. Bobby McFerrin is Kanye West raised on opera, the Philharmonic's Chuck D. Bobby will do a duet with Weezy. Bobby will sing the next note for Jay-Z. He is the inverse of DMX, the complex irony of Tupac living a thug life and trying to keep his head up. He is the sizzling sound of old dirty bastards' welfare checks burning. What? Bobby is so hip-hop, his voice is the background music for the dozens. So hip-hop, he had his swagger translated into English, and it reads, "Don't worry, be happy." Bobby is so hip-hop, he's been married to the same woman since 1975. Bobby is the lost constellation of notes and the puffed-out cheeks of Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie. Bobby is the bastard child of Porgy and Bess and the William Tell overture. Bobby is what the voice of the ghetto and the voice of the suburbs harmonized would sound if we could all get along. Bobby McFerrin is the kiss of the needle on the record before the song even begins.
Yes, indeed. Wow.